A Prophetic Word from Jesus, Your Righteousness, Part 9. Creative, causative, prophetic, instructional. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. The words of Jesus from Matthew 5 verse 20. These words of Jesus are spoken in the context to say, I am putting an end to this matter. It is another way of saying, I am putting this matter to rest and this is the end of it. So, pay close attention and take heed, unless your righteousness far exceeds, superabounds, that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Righteousness, by definition, is God's judicial approval. It is what the Lord deems is right after his examination, that is, what is approved in his eyes. Previously, Jesus said if you decide not to follow his commandments and his teachings as presented, or if you choose a different method and teach others likewise, you will be called least in the kingdom of heaven, but whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven, at the very best. Many Christians find other ways, more convenient ways, or methods that make one feel more comfortable. Then, these same people wonder why they cannot do the works that Jesus does, and certainly cannot do the greater works he commanded and promised. Failure to obey or to follow these commandments and teachings does not mean you are no longer saved, far from it. But when Jesus says you will be called least in the kingdom of heaven, he is telling you that you will be weak and will be able to do very little. By contrast, whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. By this, Jesus is saying you will be able to do very much in the kingdom of heaven. Now, however, Jesus is warning, in the strongest terms, that unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. So, just what is this righteousness that puts the professing Christian at such great risk? A simple way of saying this is, don't be like the scribes and the Pharisees. Matthew 23 tells us, Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat, so do and observe whatever they tell you, but not the works they do. For they preach, but do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to move them with their finger. They do all their deeds to be seen by others. For they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long, and they love the place of honor at feasts and the best seats in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplaces and being called rabbi by others. A better way to understand what Jesus is saying, please take a close look at the context of this verse and the words that Jesus spoke before and after these words, for a complete understanding. Jesus is demonstrating and teaching about his salvation and his method of sanctification to prepare you, to test you, try you, and to prove you, to purge you, cleanse you, refine and restore you, making you into his disciple, his son or daughter and a joint heir with Jesus, preparing you for entrance to the kingdom of heaven. Jesus next teaches and demonstrates to his disciples what godly righteousness is all about as he teaches on anger, Matthew 5 verses 21 to 26. Lust, Matthew 5 verses 27 to 30. Divorce, Matthew 5 verses 31 to 32. Oaths, Matthew 5 verses 33 to 37. Retaliation, Matthew 5 verses 38 to 42. Loving your enemies, Matthew 5 verses 43 to 48. Jesus' teaching on this matter continues through Matthew chapter 11. Important note, if you previously thought the process of becoming a fully devoted follower of Jesus, that is to say, becoming a Christian and a disciple of Jesus was going to be as easy as reciting or repeating a little prayer and, presto, you are saved, sanctified and ready for heaven, well, I pray that you think again. Philippians 2 verse 12 says, Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. This should give new and additional meaning to what it means to become a Christian. Let me close this part 9 by saying, Do not despair at what I have written from the Word of God. These words are meant to prepare you, so you will not turn back or faint because of what comes upon you as Jesus readies you for the kingdom of heaven. Remember, this is not a thing you can do on your own. There is nothing you can do that will earn your salvation. We are saved by grace through our faith in Jesus, alone. None of us are righteous on our own, no, not even one of us. Our righteousness is a gift from God and is found in Jesus. We do not have a righteousness of our own, that comes from the law, but our righteousness is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. Again, we are filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. It is because of God that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness and redemption. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as he is righteous. 1 John 3 verse 7. Your brother and friend, Mike Young. Here is a disciple's guide containing all these teachings of Jesus from Matthew chapter 4 through Matthew chapter 11. And you shall be my disciples, the book. Next, a prophetic word from Jesus, when you are angry, part 11. Coming soon, please bookmark this page or subscribe for future episodes and articles. Previous, a prophetic word from Jesus, least in the kingdom of heaven, part 9.